It's been good so far, amen? Yeah. We still got a house full. We definitely want to keep and remember in prayer the pastor and Miss Anderson and the folks that are away having a little R&R. Definitely want to be with the Rices, Brother Terry, family, and just be ready and willing on call, because we're going to be needed before this thing is over, amen? I tell you what, God's good. It's been good this morning from the Sunday school to the singing, amen? Great job, great job. All right, basically while they're gone, if you need anything, you know I'm always on call 24 hours, so don't hesitate to call, amen? I tell you what, just for a little while, we'll stand and turn to Psalms chapter 27 as we read God's word. We're going to start in verse 1. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart saith unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy path, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Just for a little while, I'm going to preach on wait on the Lord. Amen. Brother Eddie, why don't you open us up in a word of prayer?
Yes.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, a Psalm of David. I tell you what, David was a real man of God. Amen. Says, "The Lord is my light." I tell you what, today, if he's not your light, you're living in darkness today. There was a time that I lived in darkness, but I tell you what, when God saves your soul, you no longer live in darkness. And if you do, you're really not saved, or you're way head deep in sin. Amen. I tell you what, we need to be living in the light, as he is in the light this morning. And David knew that. He said, "And my salvation," David knew where his salvation come from. "Whom shall I fear?" We live in a world of fear today, and I'll tell you, as Christians today, we need not fear, because our God, our Lord, the Lord of our salvation, has got this thing under control, amen. when we get in our place and realize, but we're but mere pawns for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He's going to do the battling for us, amen, we'll be in much better shape. The Lord is the strength of my life. I tell you what, where is your strength coming from today? If you rely on your strength and your way out, you will do nothing but fail this morning. Of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Are you living in afraid and a fear today? I'll tell you what, you don't have to be. When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, I tell you what, oh, David knew about the wicked. He had plenty of enemies on this life. And I think about when David said, right here, he said, my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. I think about old Goliath when he stood up out there. And I'll tell you what, the army was of God, and those other armies were standing there. And Goliath was shitting. And tell you what, and looking at God's people says, who have you got out there? Amen. I'll tell you what, no, David come out. And Goliath said, this day the fowls will be eating your flesh, amen. I'm going to tell you what, David knew what it meant to trust in God. He knew where his strength come from. And that day, Goliath lost his head, amen. I'm going to tell you what, David knew where his salvation come from. He knew where his strength come from. But I tell you what, I remember when he said, and they fell. At the Garden of Gethsemane, I remember what the Word says, that while they were praying, and I tell you what, those Roman soldiers come up, and they feel he's dead, amen. I tell you what, God's got this thing. Never fear. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. I'm going to tell you what, we ought to be a confident people this morning, Appleby Baptist, knowing that we know where our salvation come from, knowing that we know that the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is still on the throne this morning. The world's going to go to hell and all of it's going to burn, but He is the only one. I'm going to tell you what, it says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I see that he says dwell. So many of us come in and out of the house of God. But I'll tell you what, David said, I want to dwell in God's house. He would just as soon live there, amen. He's seen the beauty of God. And I'll tell you what, if you don't see the very beauty of God when you're down at the house of God, something's just not right, amen. I'm like, oh, Brother Joel, I tell you what, you get up disgruntled a little bit on Sunday and you're tired because you've had a hard week and you've done really nothing for God and you just as soon stay in the bed. But I'll tell you what, something about coming down at the house of God, things just change, amen. You realize it's worth waiting for. You realize it was worth getting up for. You realize that, hey, you realize that God's still on the throne and God can meet with us and worship with us. And I'll tell you what, He's worthy to be praised this morning. Oh yes, He desired to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I tell you, I know people that had come down to the house of God. They stayed faithful for the first 30 days, and they're in and out, and they more out and they are in. They don't know our true God, and they have never seen the true beauty of God, or they'd still be right here in the house of God, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in the pavilion. Are you in trouble this morning? Or is everything just right on time? I'm going to tell you what, if you hadn't seen trouble in your life, it's coming, amen, one of these days. And the only way that you'll ever be able to survive is to call on the name of the Lord and realize that He'll help you up in the time of trouble. I tell you what, in my most dire needs in my life, I'm 58 years old, the times that I've needed Him most, He's always been there, amen. He's always been right on time. He's never left me. He's never forgotten me, amen. The times that I've walked away in been not right with God, in sin, he's been right there when I've asked for forgiveness, and he's right there in fellowship with me. Amen. Isn't that good this morning? He said he'll hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. It says, and now shall mine head be lifted. It's something about that head be lifted. You know, there's a couple of things that I found that when you ever seen some people, especially Christians, and they're always down in the dumps. They're always down. They're always in trouble. They don't know where their salvation lies, I guess. They don't know where pure happiness comes from, amen. You know what? Two things. It's fear and shame. You can't hold your head up. Something is wrong if you're a Christian, amen. What are you fearing? What are you in shame for, amen? Are you living in sin? Are you doing some things you ought not be doing, amen? I'll tell you what, there's no reason why that as a true Christian, and if you're faithful, amen, to the service of God, that you can't hold your head up and not be cocky, amen, but be humble, but you can dead sure hold your head up and thank God for God being God, amen. I'll tell you what, you're going through some things this morning, you just don't understand it, wait on God. I'll tell you what, a lot of times this morning that we want things, we want it right now. We don't want to wait on God, and God's got his time. And it's not our time this morning. It's on his timetable. I'll tell you what, God's good this morning. He's got a plan for each and every one of us, but it'll be on his time and not yours. And now shall mine head be lifted above mine enemies. Round about me, therefore, will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. You full of joy this morning? You happy this morning? You ought to be. In times of trouble, God can show us some happiness. Amen. I know it's times that we can be sad. We're praying for Brother Terry and his family right now. But I'll tell you what, God's still on his throne. I'm going to tell you right now, he's still there. I will sing, yea, will I sing praises unto the Lord. I'm going to tell you what, one of the things that you can praise God on is singing the Word of God. The Word of God will sing if you'll just sing it. Amen. I tell you, I've been blessed already this morning about our singers. We got some of the best singers that I've ever heard. Amen. Now, I can't sing a tune in the bucket. If I really started blaring it out, you would want to run or throw up. But I tell you what, I thank God of some of those people who can sing, and we've got a church full of them. I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and will answer me. I'm going to tell you what, even though David is confident as he was, somehow it just seems here that he's making sure that God's got his ear, amen, and listening to David. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart seek, said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. David had seen God's handiwork in his life. And he's just reminding him, God, you've helped me in the past, and I'll expect you to keep helping me. Amen. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I'm going to tell you what, that leads me to believe that, look, you may count on Brother Darrell, but I may fail you. I don't want to fail you. I'm hoping and praying I'd never fail you. But if I ever do, God will be there to save you. Amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemy. Teach me thy way. That leads me to believe this morning, you know what? We live in a day and time that most people are just not teachable. That's a shame. They'll go out and do worldly things and they love to be taught. But I tell you what, they come down to the house of God and they'll cramp up on you, amen. You say one thing that gets on them and I'll tell you what, I'll head out and I won't come back, I'll tell you. God said, be teachable this morning. You do not know it all. Brother Darrell does not know it all. just don't know it all. Be teachable. I tell you what, if you'll just listen to the Word of God, listen to the man of God, read the Bible, I tell you what, and be teachable, you will learn some things, amen. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. He didn't say an easy path. He could have said, Lord, lead me into that easy path. He said a plain path. That makes me believe it's a level playing field, amen. Because of mine enemies, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. He said, I had fainted. Don't give up, Appleby Baptist. Don't be faint. Unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. There's a heaven that waits on us right now. Don't be faint. It's going to be a battle. I wish I could tell you this morning that all things are going to be easy and all things are going to be smooth, but it's not as a whole, amen. God didn't promise us heaven on earth, amen. He didn't promise us it wasn't going to be any battles. By the quite the contrary, all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. It says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage. You know, if you wait on the Lord, you're going to be courageous. The world's going to think you're crazy. I'm going to tell you what, you want a husband this morning? Wait on the Lord. You want a wife this morning? Wait on the Lord. You want a better job? Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. You know what? Every time you go through a battle and you come out victorious, what does that do to us?
Yes,
makes us stronger. Makes us stronger. Even when you lose some of those battles, it makes us stronger. You want to be a loser? Lay on down and oh me, oh my. But God said he'd lift your head above and he'd put you on a rock. Just got to claim it and believe God. Amen. It's just wait on the Lord. Man, oh man, be teachable. Keep me safe. Wait on the Lord. You know, I got some excerpts that I found. I wish they were mine, but they wasn't. Wait on the Lord as a beggar waits for handouts at the rich man's door. Wait on the Lord as a student wants to be taught. Wait on the Lord as a servant waits on his master. Wait on the Lord as a traveler waits for directions from the guide. Wait on the Lord as a child waits upon his parents. Old Charles Spurgeon had some good ones too. Wait at his door with prayer. How's your prayer life this morning? Said, wait at his feet with humility. That'll preach. Are you humble this morning, or have you got the world by the tail? Said, wait at his table with service. Remember, we are all but servants. We're not kings. We serve a king, but we're not kings. Wait at his window with expectation. Are you expecting some things from God this morning? I'm going to tell you right now, you ought to be. If you're living right with God, you ought to expect some things because I tell you what, he's there for us, amen. I not only expect, but I know that my God's got the war, not the battles, the war won. When this thing is over, God's going to be on top.
Yeah.
I'm just proud to be but a mere servant with the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's been worth the wait. If you'll wait on God, it'll be worth it. But there's just a couple of things this morning you better not wait on. You're here today and you're not saved, you better not wait. God's knocking at your door, you've waited long enough, and it's time to answer. You may be here and you play in church. You may be here, and I know some of you doesn't have a testimony. You know what that means? That means you're lost. But you don't have to be. God will save you if you just ask. This morning as we stand, if you've got a need, if you're lost, see me after church. Jared dismisses.